Chapter 19. Forgive and Forget. 6 months after Sarah's death, things were finally settling down for Cindy and for Jan. Jan gave Cindy some of the money from her mother's will. Cindy decided to use it to help pay for her training as a chiropodist. So far, she was doing well in her course and was expecting to qualify in about 2 years' time. After that, she was hoping to open her own business. She had got rid of her green hair and removed most, but not quite all, of the rings in various parts of her body. After all the wasted years, her life had suddenly improved. She'd found something she really liked doing. She'd also found someone to spend her free time with. After the funeral, she'd started seeing a lot of Giovanni. They were planning to go on holiday to Italy together later in the year. After years of dull living with no hope of anything better, Jan had started living life fully again. Things were going well at work. She was promoted and got a pay rise. The money she got from Sarah's will wasn't that much after she'd given some to Cindy, but it was enough to give her some security at last. She could afford to go out to eat in her favorite Thai restaurants again, and she could go to the cinema whenever she wanted. She redecorated her house, too, and bought herself a small second-hand car. Best of all, she could make new friends again, and she began to see Dave regularly. As time passed, Jan began to feel that she could forgive what Kate had done, though she would never forget it, she thought. Life was too short to go on hating someone forever. And now that Kate herself had suffered so much from her breakup with Hugh and losing her home, Jan felt it was time to heal the wounds between them. After the Sunday when they scattered Sarah's ashes, they saw each other occasionally for coffee or lunch. Kate had changed a lot too. She was more relaxed and less selfish. So, one Sunday lunchtime, they found themselves sitting again in Jan's small kitchen, eating a roast chicken and drinking red wine. A better bottle than the last time. Soon it would be Christmas again, and Cindy had gone off to Italy with Giovanni. They would be back for New Year. One evening, Cindy called Jan from Italy. Her voice sounded very excited.
"Mum, can you guess? Giovanni's asked me to marry him."
"Oh, I can't say I'm surprised," Jan said, laughing.
"And what did you say?" "I said yes, of course. He's lovely, and I feel it's the real thing this time."
"Well, I hope you'll be very happy together. Have you fixed a date yet?"
"No, not yet. He needs to talk to his dad first."
"Maybe the spring would be a good time. Or do you want to wait till after you finish your training?"
"I don't know. There's so much to think about. What about your love life, Mum? Has Dave asked you yet?"
"Well, he took me out to dinner the other evening, and yes, he did ask me to marry him."
"And what did you say, Mum?"
"I said I needed time to think about it."
"You said what? Why do you need time to think about it? What's stopping you from marrying him? He's a great guy. He loves you. You love him too, I think."
"Well, I just thought I shouldn't rush into it, that's all. I mean, it didn't work out very well with your father, did it?"
"Oh, come on, Mum. There's no comparison. Just think how lovely it would be to have someone around who really cares about you. Especially now that I'll be off your hands soon."
"I just want to do the right thing, that's all. I'm too old to make another mistake."
"Mum, try not to be silly. This is the best thing that's happened to you in years. promise me you'll call him up as soon as I put the phone down. Go on, promise.
There was a short pause, then Jan said, with laughter in her voice,
Okay, Cindy, you win. I promise.
Good. That's that settled then. Hey, I've just thought of something. Why don't we have a double wedding? You and Dave and me and Giovanni. Think about it. It's a great idea. Anyway, Mum, I mustn't go on any more. You have a phone call to make. Don't forget, you promised. Good night, Mum. Speak to you soon. Love you.
Bye, Cindy. Love you too.
Jan sat for a while, lost in thought. Then she picked up the telephone again and dialed a number.
Hello, Dave? It's me, Jan. I've been thinking, and...